Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Politics as Usual, featuring Amar, Josh, and Drew. And as usual, we play the domain game, this time featuring horsesforsale.com, lumbermill.com, and spin.la. And then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet, where we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including junkyard.org, dairybarn.com, and risingtide.com. Then we get into some political commentary as well, maybe even tie it to domain names. With all the craziness happening in the world today, we could only avoid talking about some of these current events for so long. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And shout out to our own Business Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information relating to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So with that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts. These are the OGs. And that line about using real examples literally comes from Mike Seiger's episodes back in the day, so we keep it moving. Big shout out to Seiger, by the way. So there's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things, get into some AKAs. Then we got the domain game, where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on what the price was. We keep scoring, get some swag to the winner. Then we got NameJet in the Jet, sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction to see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And last but not least, we got grand closing, where we discuss anything we have not already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing the guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. Yeah, with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Slim Shady, holding it down, Mr. Pickle in the building. What's going on, my dude? How are you?
Oh, dude, I'm good. Good. Good to be here.
All right, all right. I know you got a hard stop, so we're going to keep it moving pretty quick through the intros. To my lower right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. six rings, count them, one for the thumb. Let's go. For those of you who don't understand the reference because you've been not following the show or you don't follow Drew on Twitter to hear him talking about it all the time, but homeboy just got recognized, NamesCon. Number one domain broker in the world, Craig, 6 years in a row, like Michael Jordan. What's up, man? How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm in full summer mode, you know, just out here getting my conspiracy theories on, taking in a little sun, you know what I'm saying? A little sailing, a little beach,
conspiracy you know what theories. Saying? Crazy. Where is Joe Biden? That's what we want to know, man. Is he okay?
Yeah, that's going to be the title of the show today. Where is Joe Biden?
Blink twice. Blink twice if you're okay, Joe.
Tuesday, July 23rd at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Where is Joe Biden?
Where is he, man? What's good?
Yo, even if the dude is alive, which he probably is, it's like, what the? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you remember a few months ago when the Secretary of Defense, that dude disappeared for a few days, and that turned into a big deal? There was congressional hearings, like, yo, you all can't just make the Secretary of Defense disappear on a medical thing and not tell anybody. His duties need to be reassigned. His powers need to be, you know, authorized to be transferred. in advance, like all this shit. But y'all just thought you could pretend, you know, it didn't happen. Nobody would notice, but we noticed. And now the president's missing for like 10 days and we get a back of the napkin. Yo, I'm pulling out. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a birth control method. And the dude is like, he's just gone. It's just gone. He's like, I'm not even here.
You posted on Twitter.
Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally what we were told. Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Like, my, I don't know. The whole thing is crazy, but here's a good thing. None of it matters, because what it has done is reaffirmed to me that we truly do live in a simulation and none of this shit matters. It's just a game.
The most entertaining outcome is the most likely, right? So
that's it.
So everybody get your popcorn ready.
Or as Elon says, the most memeable outcome is the most likely.
There you go. So anyway, it is kind of crazy, though. It is crazy. But we shall see. All right, let's keep it moving, though, because we're not Conspiracy Sherpa. This is Domain Sherpa. And below me, I got my boy, Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Speaking of disappearances, remember when Amar, like, was going to blog and post blog articles on the thing? And he did, like, two that were awesome. And then he's like, the next one's coming. It's coming. And then he's like, nah, they're with Joe Biden right now. They're Joe Biden's proofing them.
My blog is hiding out with Joe Biden.
And for the record, any of y'all that are like, oh, you're showing sense, it's an old pseudonym. Fuck all y'all. This dude has been lying to the American public in the most powerful job in the world. So if y'all feel bad, I don't even care about your politics. But if like the president of the United States dips out on some fucking pull the curtain type of shit, like, oh, he deserves to be ridiculed. He deserves to be absolutely devastatingly ridiculed.
All right. Yes. And
everybody.
Well, I think here's the thing. I think that's, look, for all intents and purposes, right? For people who are like, man, and then we can move on, right? We don't want to make this a political thing, although this is fun to talk about here in the middle of the summer. You know,
it's really fun. It's a wild shit.
You know, people, you know, Joe Biden's seems like a nice guy, you know, but he is the president of the United States. There are responsibilities that come with that. And, you know, and if it's like, who is actually running the country? Like, who's in charge? Just at least let us know.
Is, right? That's,
if it's not him, who is it? Like, cool, Joe's chilling. He's in ice cream. He's riding his bike. Like, it's all good. It's the summertime. Yeah. I get it. You know what I'm saying? That's what an 81-year-old dude should be doing this time of year. You know
that's exactly right. He should just ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, that's okay.
100%. But he shouldn't be pretending he's a president, right?
Yes, that's
and
the
he
thing.
Shouldn't
it's
be
like,
telling us that. You know, say that, you know what the part that pisses me off the most is, like, and I'm not a Trump fan. Like, I think he's got decent policies, and they're certainly better than what's existing. And I think he's probably a necessary fix for some of the issues that we've got. But I'm not a fan of him. I think he is a terrible person. But that being said, like, they're out here, Joe Biden, on basically a daily basis before he decided to go fucking Casper, is out here saying, like, you know, this man is a threat to democracy. And the whole platform was basically about a threat to democracy. And here it is. They literally took democracy. Yo, okay. Your votes don't matter. Your votes don't matter. We're going to decide who's going to be president.
Wow.
That's wild to me. That's just, I've been skeptical for a very, you know, 30 years. I've been skeptical of the government. I don't trust it. I don't trust these agencies. I've seen firsthand how corrupt they are. And so I was, you know, the level of trust or respect I had for the government and our processes and thing was pretty low. But I didn't even believe it could be as bad as it is. It really is disgusting. It's quite despicable. Well,
I think it's pretty messy on all levels. Let's keep it moving. But yeah, I think it's messy on all levels. I think there's issues on all sides. I think you can have your, you know, the issues that are important to you and why.
No, this isn't a political discussion. This has nothing to do
with
Democrat,
but I'm just saying it's all messy.
This is literally, we have an institution of the president of the United States of America. We have a three part government, you know, for checks and balances and all this. And they just stripped it of all constitutionality. They found loopholes to get around it.
They're telling us that we got Bernie's
running the government, but they're clearly not him. And they don't even come out and be like, oh, let me put my hand up. I'm the one pulling it. You know, don't worry. It's okay. look at me. Here are my credentials. I'm making decisions on this subject. Here's the team behind Biden that's actually doing something. At least be transparent about it, even if it is non-democratic because you folks weren't elected. At least be transparent. But no, it's like, no, just right here. Focus here on the puppet. This guy, the guy that can't even keep ice cream in his mouth.
I do love me some ice cream, especially in the summertime. So let's keep it moving. But I feel where you're coming from. And it's crazy times. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. But let's talk about maybe how it might apply to domain names. You know what I mean? I will say that, I think that, I appreciate candidates that are more, that are going to be more favorable.
Speaking of domain names, y'all seeing where Biden.com points to now?
Oh,
no.
I'm like, okay. I don't, should I even check it?
Go to Biden.com.
Oh, that's crazy. The photo of Trump with the fist in the air, the blood down his face. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a power move by whoever's got, that's domain names. Who controls the domain names controls the world. Let's go.
Yes, it's the most powerful memes in existence. Hey,
by the way, I was in the middle of Amar's AKAs when you hijacked it to go on another rant. So let me continue, please. AKA Amar Zan, AKA Cooper Libre, AKA LL Amar J, AKA Cuba Soze, AKA Telly Savalas, live from Las Vegas. What's up, man? How you living?
I'm doing well.
Co-jacking
like up early, but that's okay.
Yeah, we appreciate
I'll do it
that,
for man. Josh. I was playing pickleball last night. I didn't get home till like 10:30. And then you try to get to bed after like,
oh yeah, it's tough.
Against pickleball, you're like crazy and you can't sleep.
That's so true.
Yeah. Brian Johnson says no sex and no exercise after 8 p.m.
Brian,
that would fucking run.
I'm not.
Yeah. And I'm not, like, yo, I'd rather fucking diet 80 than live to 120 and be sexless.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Brian Johnson's getting no sex all day, every day.
Yo, Brian Johnson ain't getting that Johnson. You know what I mean?
No use of his Johnson. Anyway, All right. Well, good. Good stuff. This is great. Have we been canceled? Are we still doing the show?
Really help us.
It's all good.
We can't cancel this. This is all facts.
Can't cancel the truth.
The truth. That's it.
You should rename the show to Drew Rosner Uncensored. You'd be like Piers Morgan.
We should have Piers Morgan. I'll make him look like a little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It's my dream. My dream is to just have a completely uncensored podcast where I just say, I'm going to wild out. Wild out.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Someday. Someday. It's good to have dreams, you know what I'm saying? It's good. It'll keep you getting up in the morning.
Something to look forward to.
All right. Well, for now, let's go ahead and slide into the domain game. Let's talk about some buys and some sells, and let's talk about some domains. So Josh, what you got, man? You got a buy, you got a sell, what you got going on?
Have any good sales to talk about, man? Unfortunately, I bought a few names. Let's do horsesforsale.com.
Horsesforsale.com. And that's four spelled out, not the number.
Horsesforsale.com. Just like exactly
as you said it.
Exactly how you would spell horsesforsale.com. It's funny like that.
No, there's no four. There's no like number fours in there or nothing like that. Nothing crazy.
Sale.com, and you bought it. All right. Horsesforsale.com.
I got to get this joint. Horses for sale. Horses for sale.
So how do you spell four?
Horses for sale.
F-O-U-R.
F-O-U-R.
And it's sale like S-A-I-L? Like a sale?
Yeah, like Gen Sale, right.
Hers is spelled the right way for this purpose.
What do you mean the right way?
Shout out to Jen for that. Well, it's...
Same, only different.
What if horses can sail, though? That would be pretty cool.
That's what I mean, but that's not how you spell her name.
It's confusion.
Horses can't swim. horse.
Not liking it. I'm not liking this domain. There's too much.
This domain is, yeah, there's too much opportunity.
And is it horse like a horse, like the animal, or like your voice being horse?
Oh, it is. It's like
a radio test. It's like a Mars email hung like a dot horse.
There you go.
Hung like dot horse. Let's get it. All right. You guys ready? Just ready to flip it? 3, 2, 1. Boom.
Oh, wait, hold on. I wasn't ready.
But go.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I'll be honest. I was going to go higher than both of y'all. So,
well, there you go. All right, cool. So, Amar's at 900. I'm at 2,444 in the spirit of the name. And Drew's at $4,888. So,
Drew wins.
I was going to go 4444. Drew with the point, man.
All these for sale names, they do well, they go for big money.
Yeah.
They always go for big money.
Well, I, you know,
because, like, homesforsale.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, still there's a lot of correlation
and a lot of search volume.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't look up exactly what searches are, but I know all that shit, whatever it is for sale.
Wow.
If it's something that people actually buy, those things get a lot of traffic.
Yeah, really. I'm not saying that the name doesn't have value. I just thought that since Josh was buying it, that he strategically bought it cheap. That's all.
Right.
Josh, what'd you pay for it?
Yeah, you say that like you have a choice. You just buy it for whatever the price you is going to be. You know what I'm saying? Look at that domain. I'm going to strategically buy that one cheap.
Yeah.
I just meant that he somehow...
As opposed to strategically buying it expensive.
No, I mean, like, it was an expired auction. I paid more than anyone else was willing to pay for it. So, yeah, I paid more than those.
That's usually how you win an auction.
And what was that price?
Drew, you were on some shit today, dude. I liked it.
What was that? Wait, talk about what was the price?
$6,700.
All right, yeah. So,
wow.
Again,
he went big boy.
Again, my original price that I was going to put was 4444, just because also I wanted to do the whole four thing.
And you know what's funny is you still would have lost.
I still would have lost. Exactly. So whatever, man.
And so actually, that was just a bunch of words.
I was just saying, though, that I would have been closer to the pin. But whatever, dude. You know what? You know, I got the mute. Like saying, I might have to mute. I can mute your ass.
What did Jay-Z say? That's like saying I'm the tallest midget.
I'm going to mute him.
I'm the tallest midget.
I'm going to mute him.
I'm the tallest midget.
I'm going to mute him. I'm going to use it. All right, Josh.
Just
where'd you buy it?
Like, I don't know. So I know a little bit about this niche, let's say.
Oh, yeah, you were also big in his net run, man, too.
Yeah. I also like real horses as well. Family back in
the UK. Not just them Fugazi Red 3 e-courses.
I mean, there's good search volume. So, like, in the US, 90,000 searches a month. In the UK, it's around 50,000 searches a month. Oh, so, wow. They're both very good markets for the domain. And I think I'll sell it for more. I think, you know, I don't think it's, like, super super high value, but somewhere between 50 and 100k,
sure,
I can see it selling for that without too much trouble.
I'm with it.
Great, man.
I
just learned a lot today. I gotta buy everything for sale.
Everything, yeah. What
these names like for sale, cars for sale sold, I forget what the price was, that sold for a lot of money. Homes for sale sold for seven figures. Houses for sale. Property for sale. I think we sold that one. Farms for sale, land for sale. This stuff, it goes for big money.
Politicians, you got
67,000 global searches, 34,000 in the United States. Dollar CPC. You know, trend is slightly down, but basically just horizontal. You know, you got somebody like ehorses.com is the lead, you know, number one in Google organically, ehorses. So it's like, you know, you want to be ehorses or you want to be horses for sale, right? That guy is ripe for an upgrade.
I kind of like it as well, because it's one of those names that you can definitely outbound, right? And there's a bunch of people that you can outbound to. And I think that, like, worst case scenario, if you said, you know, you need to sell this domain right now for 15, 20 grand. Like, I think that I could do it, you know? Yeah. So
easily outbound. This is a name, like somebody approaches us, I'd say, yes, I'm very happy to outbound that domain because it's a very commercial domain. It's still a good brand. And like, honestly, little trick, okay? I don't think you've ever said this before. If you Google a term and the first 10 results, all of them are commercial, directly applicable to the term, you have a money. You got money. That is a cash money domain name because it means it is an extremely high commercial intent keyword phrase or whatever it is. And if you, you know, if you do the same thing, if you Google, do a Google search and the term shows up and the first, you know, three options are, you know, Webster's Dictionary, Wikipedia, whatever, non-commercial things or ambiguous or like really, you know, tertiary related things, you're going to have a hard time selling that domain. You got to get lucky to sell the domain. There's no clear market established digitally for that name. Okay. If there was, there'd be people advertising for it. You'd have organic listings for commercial enterprises that, that, you know, value that keyword or phrase. But what I see here, horses for sale, you got 10 solid commercial listings. Every single one is literally a marketplace selling horses, every single one, or a service that that is associated with such. So I think that's actually a very good domain. I think you paid about the right price, and I think you'll get a 10-15x on it.
Boom. Thanks, Drew. I'm glad I didn't go with the .ai that I paid 15K for.
Horses for sale.ai. Did you know?
All right. Well, good stuff. So Drew gets the point. Drew, the next one is actually on you, buy or sell. Hopefully something I don't know about. So I can actually get a have a shot still here in this game. Otherwise, I guess strategically it would make sense for you to name one I already know about. That would knock me out of there and then, you know, limit some of your competition in this later round.
So there's that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just trying to take a quick pull. Oh yeah, I like this joint. Let me just take a quick look here and then we'll go with this one, I think.
Yeah, bye.
What?
Buy?
He's asking, is it a buy?
This would be a buy. Yeah, okay, we'll go with this. All right, so I bought lumbermill.com. Lumbermill.com.
Out on this one.
Okay.
Lumbermill.com. It is a buy, and it's just Josh and Amar. I feel like we should get the Jeopardy music going in this bitch.
Lumbermill.
All right, here we go. Oh, big spread. Big spread. It's Josh at 2,500.
That's what she said.
And it's Samar at 12,500. Thanks for tuning into the last episode of The Main Sherpa, everybody. Appreciate it. It's always good to go out with a bang, son. You feel me?
Hey, that's what she said too. That's what Joe Biden said.
Hey, it's almost what Donald Trump said. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, that's what I'm saying. Joe Biden said that about Trump.
Oh, ooh. You know what, man? Billy's going to be having his work cut out for him. Cut out all the inappropriate political talk. He's like, the show today was 26 minutes long. All right, so 2,500 and 12,500. That is your spread. Drew, who is the winner?
2,500 wins. Was that Josh?
Yeah, Josh.
Or Amar?
No, Josh.
That was Josh.
Yeah. So the price was $3,500, $3,450 or something. But I don't know. I really like that name. I thought Lumber Mill was gonna, you know, for basically all the reasons I talked about, you know, horses for sale. But Horse for Sale has much bigger numbers.
Wow.
Lumber Mill is a good name. It's a good brand as well.
A good brand, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What will you price at, Drew?
Lumber Mill, I'll probably price it like $49,000, you know, looking for a sale in the 25 to 50.
Cool. That's good stuff. Where'd you buy it? I mean, I know, but
GoDaddy.
Boom. All right. Yeah. So that's what it is. Lumber Mill. All right. So we got one more and then we got to slide in. We got a bit of a hard stop coming up in about 25, 30 minutes. And we still got Name Jake and a Jet. So Amar, why don't you give a name? And then Drew and Josh, since you guys are the ones with points, this will basically be for the win, one of you two.
All right, I got a sale, my first ever sale of a .LA. I've had
.LA.
I've had really good .LAs. I have like 25 really, really good .LAs for over 10 years, never gotten a sale. And I keep renewing them, and it pisses me off every year. So I finally
you sound like the director of the Secret Service saying that we had sufficient coverage at the Trump rally and say, well, how is it sufficient if the dude got shot? Contradiction. You're like, I got these great killer .LA domains, but if they ain't sold, how good are they?
Well, that's not the name, it's the extension. So anyway, anywho, yes. Point. Right. So fuck you. Maybe I'll drop them. It pains me to drop good names or what I thought were good names. But
yes, I agree. Back in my day, I had a whole bunch of these .ws domains, one letter, two letter, you know.
But .la, well, look at these. Is it like it makes sense? It should be better. But anyway,
should it though? Wait. Should it though? I mean,
should it though?
You're like, we about to let him slide on that shit.
No. I'm saying for a huge city. One of the most populous cities in the world
is there's a dot Boston, right? Or dot, and there's a dot NYC. Does anybody use that?
Okay,
shit?
So I don't mind
a dot Miami. Does anybody use that shit?
No, there's but that's
dot Berlin. I can tell you, I just came from Berlin. I spent a week in Berlin. I didn't see one goddamn dot Berlin in the entire city anywhere I went. One. You know what I'm saying? I listen. Everything that isn't .com is a piece of absolute garbage dog shit. I used to not have that position. But I've just come to reinforce it over and over and over and over again, because every single time there's a new extension that's like, it just never is. It just isn't. It's a handicap. It's like,
he feels the same way about Bitcoin too. You know what I mean?
Look at that dude with one leg. He's running so fast. And it's like, well, is he though?
But Drew,
you know, because,
or is he just running fast for a guy with one leg?
Drew,
that's it.
There's a difference.
Shout out to people with one leg. Like, I got nothing but love for y'all, but you ain't running like people with two legs. Unless you got that metal shit that makes you go extra fast.
Spin.la.
Oh, that's perfect.la.
Right.
Spin.la. That's it. It's the only thing worth anything in LA.
If you are a small, like, spin studio, what's wrong with spin.la?
I think spin.la is an awesome brand. I actually think that's a great brand. I think that is a great
thing. No, sure. Great. Sure, super great.
So, here, let me put a number. Oh,
don't do. I
got you. Super great. I think it's super great.
JT, you got to get in on it. And if you win, then it doesn't matter. It's fine still.
All right. Yeah. I'll throw it in there. I got you. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit.
Oh, ooh, look at wow. The one time I didn't do 888, Josh.
All right.
So Drew's at 7,555. Josh is at 7,888. And I'm at 20,000.
Okay. So Drew gets it. It was 4,900. But the problem is,
I was going to put $5,000.
I think that's an amazing name. And that's what I priced it at. It's been priced at that for 5 years.
And I'm sorry, what'd you price it at, Amar?
Okay. Here's where the different here's where we are missing each other. For me to use the adjective amazing, the conclusion of whatever it is that's going on has to move the needle. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Oh, I made $100,000, or oh, it's got to be something that is equivalent to the powerful adjective that is amazing, right?
Right.
Where we're missing.
But I'm going to push back a little bit.
A modest name. It's a decent brand. It's an effective domain. It's a applicable. But amazing
for the spin studio that bought it. I assume it was a spin studio. I haven't looked.
For them, it was amazing.
It was amazing. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So
marrying your wife, that was amazing for you.
Selling shout out to Joseph for $4,900. Like, for real.
Sell this to me for $4,900 was less than amazing.
So here's the thing. That is not going to move the needle, as you said. It doesn't change my life one bit. And we can go have.
It probably doesn't even buy the white pants on that silver statue behind you.
But what it does do,
I have many questions about that. I've never asked, but I have questions. If we're going to bring up the statue,
we can have a separate Sherpa about that.
The main statue, Sherpa statue Sherpa.
But we've all talked about this, right? There's first of all, I get bored, so I just buy names, right? Whether I think they're million-dollar names.
No, this is all I want. I just want to get to the truth.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, right? So, we all do it.
Right. So if I bought a name for $500 and I think it's worth $5,000 or $10,000, then I'll probably do it. But I'm trying to do less of it lately. But anyway, that's what we've done. So that's how we end up with these inventory type names. And then...
Yeah.
You have your really good names or great names or amazing names that do move the needle and that can be life-changing. And then those are, you just keep them in your pocket until the right buyer comes along, right?
100%.
But the reason I wanted to talk about this today is, first of all, it's my first and only .LA sale. And the problem now is like, oh, well, I sold one. Maybe I should keep renewing them.
Yeah.
But
no, you should just cut your losses. Like, so $4,900, does that cover acquisition and renewal fees on all the other ones?
Probably, but it's close. I mean, like I said, I've had these names for over 10 years. And
oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And really, you got into .LA 10 years ago, that long ago?
Longer.
Yeah, because that's when they launched. I remember I was running NameJet. I mean, this is back in 2013, 2014.
Was it so long ago? Because I remember that when it launched, but
I didn't.
Man, a lot of time went by.
Yeah. Like Paige was involved with them back in the day.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that. Was that 10 years ago?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, crazy.
Anyway,
so I think this is a really interesting question and actually does drive to a pretty cool conversation. So now, how many more do you have left?
I don't know exactly. I have at least 25. Which I think are all pretty, pretty good ones.
Well, you're effectively playing with house money, provided you can sell another one and it doesn't take another 10 years to do it. Right. Yeah. Otherwise you're looking at, a handful. Otherwise you could get out now if you were to let them all expire.
Right.
You could get out now as no harm, no foul. You've made your money back that you invested and you're at zero. So now the question becomes, do you continue to renew these things in an effort to try to sell one more that'll effectively change, like, we'll make the investment. And keep in mind, this has been 10 years. So none of us are looking at it, at trying to invest in something that's just going to break even 10 years later. Right.
Right.
So are you cutting your losses? I mean, you're going to continue to hold these things because that's what you're going to do. But,
I have been seeing, cause I spent a fair bit of time in LA. I have been seeing more local, businesses using .LAs. So I'm seeing a little bit of an uptick in usage, but is it to answer your question? I think what I'll probably do is I'll probably drop a few, the ones that are, kind of whatever. And probably maybe I'll go from 25 to 10 and just hold on to those 10 And maybe raise the price on the 10. I don't know. But
honestly, what would probably make more sense for these names would be for you to do a little outbounding, I feel like, because for names like these, that's what they need.
It's not worth my time.
I know, but I'm just telling you, if you want to sell them, otherwise you're just going
to
sit there.
If somebody wants to outbound my really good .LAs, hit me up. You can.
Somebody hit up Amar and help him out, please. Yeah. Because I do think that picking up the phone on these is going to.
I agree with you.
Well, if you have names that are like just super, you know, it's like that one is super applicable, right? Yeah. Spin.LA. I agree. I'm busting chops, but for that, whoever bought that, it's a great brand.
It's an awesome brand.
You know, it's a great value. It's a great brand. It's going to serve exactly its purpose.
Yeah.
No, you know, all good. Nothing but positive. But, you know, it's got to really be names like that. Pilates.LA, spin.LA, right. You know, sandwich.pizza.LA, right? Like small businesses that need a local identity, you know, where this is better than having LA pizza, LA spin. You know,
Except though, I would ask you this then, but do you also then need to have LA spin, spinla.com?
So look, let me tell you,
probably not.
But no. So would you, I think we would probably all agree. I think, well, I don't know. Spinla.com versus spin.la, right? Like they're both good. I definitely like spin.la better as a brand, but would I pick spinla.com at the same price? Probably.
Yeah, right? I think that's a fair way of looking at it. I'd agree. You know, I do think
spin.la is a cleaner brand. LA better as a brand, and I would, you know, but what's, you know, what's maybe a better, I don't know what's better for SEO, but like, look at these names I have. I have barbecue.la, bridal.la, tacos.la, tailor.la, stylist.la. Vintage.la, backstage.la. Like these are great.
Oh, dude, I like a lot of it. I like vintage.la a lot. I think that's
right. There's just,
yeah, that's a good one.
They're all of that caliber, but they don't sell. It's very frustrating.
No, they don't sell. They don't sell themselves. Hey, it happened, yeah. Man. But listen,
there's this funny saying. It's called the truth is self-evident.
Yeah.
True.
I agree with you. You're right about this. And it's just my stubbornness doesn't want to admit that these are shit and I should drop them. But
I don't think they're shit. I think they're solid brands. I think, though, when you look at the way, you know, domains and, you know, in order to get sales, right, especially if you want them to sell themselves, you know, the names need to have enough demand and, you know, where they're, you know, it's not, you're not just waiting for, I mean, oftentimes you're waiting for that one end user to come along, but that one end user could be one of number of people that are using a certain phrase as a brand, yeah. Right? Which is why the more generic stuff is going to always drive more sales and more activity. And they're just more valuable in general. You know, waiting for a very niche kind of, you know, sort of end user to come across it, especially with these alternate extensions that, you know, you still have plenty of people who don't even realize that those are even options in the first place, right? So they're not even looking for a name like that. They're looking for something else. And, you know, they come across that and think, oh, maybe that could work,
right?
You know? So, you know, part of the reason why that stuff's tougher. But anyway, all good. Congratulations on the sale. Interested to see the way the rest of the journey plays out. For anybody who's interested in trying to sell vintage.la, like holler to Mar. I think that one also has potential. So, all right, cool. Well, congratulations, Drew. You won the domain game. It's funny, after however many years, you know, being on the show, it's like you've got
a lot of wins, but
few signature wins to speak of. you got probably less. Here's what's crazy. You have probably less domain game wins than domain broker of the year win. You know what I'm saying? Which is fucking wild. Anyway, but all good.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, cool. Well, let's slide into NameJack and a Jet, and let's see what we've got. So for those of you who
the reason there's such a big discrepancy is because we're usually, most of the time, we're talking about buys and not sells. And, you know, people overpay for names.
That's it. It's there. It's a them problem, not a you problem, dog.
That's it.
That's definitely what it is. Anyway, all right. Let's get NameJack and a Jet, where we got a list of names coming up for auction on NameJet. If you go to the site, domainsherpa.com, for this particular episode, you can get a Excel sheet that's got the Estabot appraisals. Take that with a grain of salt. How many back orders is at the time that we record the show? When you need to get your back orders in by? Although if some of these, there's actually two maybe names on the list where the back order end date will have already passed, but you can still get into the auction, although putting a back order in advance is usually pretty helpful in tracking the auction. Make sure you don't miss it. And then, you know, we got some other data as well, some of the search stuff and links to the auction. So hopefully that helps. Definitely check them out. In the meantime, let's see what the Sherpas think. Let's go ahead. And Amar, I'm going to start with you on this one. Let me know if you've got the list in front of you, if you need me to throw it in the chat.
Yeah.
And let's talk about names that you like and then maybe give us one that you don't.
Okay. So three names I like. I like Rising Tide a lot. RisingTide.com. I'll be bidding on that.
Yeah, that's an awesome name.
I like Charisma with a K.
Okay.
I've done pretty well with those names. Where
is that because you don't have any with the C?
I like junkyard.org.
Junkyard.org. Yeah, you know, there's a handful of .org. So a couple of one words that I think are all pretty cool. I was kind of interested to see, you know, what everybody thought. You know, I'm going to do that as a final. Let's not get into it now, but, you know, kind of see out of the three or four or whatever, you know, which one everybody likes the best. I think for you, though, you know, you've mentioned that one, Junkyard. Yeah,
there's a bunch of, you know, pretty good names, but those are the three that I like that jumped out at me. And then the one I don't like is Inauspicious.
Inauspicious.
It's A, it's negative, and B, it's hard to spell, and C, most of the dumb people out there won't even know what it means.
I'm Googling it right now.
It's just the opposite of auspicious. So does that mean like obvious?
Well, people don't know what auspicious is either.
Yeah.
I'm Googling that now.
This is just like Laud that went for a big number yesterday, which we talked about here.
What did it go for?
It was like, I think it was in the 30s or 20. It was a bigger number than I expected.
What name?
Laud.com.
Oh, Laud.
Laud. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Laud.
Yeah, it's a four letter, though. You know what I mean?
No. Laud. Right. But I don't think most people know what it means.
Did we
auspicious,
buy that?
Auspicious means conducive to success and favorable. So inauspicious means the opposite of that. So like you said, it's negative, tough to spell. It falls into the bucket of not all one word .coms are created equal. And, you know, so it's like, I would agree with you. So, all right, cool. Well, Josh, what about you, bro? What do you like? What don't you like? Has it finally cooled off in your office, by the way?
It's getting there. Doggy.com is all right. I don't mind it as like a
doggy.com for those
dog
of you
eye.
Dog eye. I actually own doggy, like doggie.com.
Ooh, that's good. Nice. Yeah, that's legit.
I don't know, that one kind of sticks out to me a little bit. Just for that reason, it's probably going to go too high, that name. I don't know. I feel like people are going to get carried away with that one.
I like doggie.com. I mean, there's an example.
I love that one.
That's a great name.
Yeah,
that's a great name.
I like dairybarn.com, but I wouldn't pay that much for it. It's not quite right. Right?
Probably a strip club.
Like, is that the right term?
Is dairy barn? Right,
isn't it dairy farm?
But yeah, like dairy farm is more than dairy barn. Sure.
Nobody has ever said the words dairy barn in their life ever. Nobody has said that.
It kind of like feel like you feel like it should be right, but because it sounds so much like that.
Yeah, it could be a strip club with large breasts.
Totally. It's like the only contest in which it makes sense.
Dairy Barn was a chain or regional regional convenience stores located
in that.
Yeah, like, I was thinking Dairy Queen, and so that's fine.
That's another one, yeah. Dairy Queen also could have been a strip club. Get yourself a blizzard, dog. You feel me?
So that one actually, I'm just like looking at the search results. That one actually is decent. Like, if you can get dairybarn.com for a couple hundred bucks, it's okay.
All right. I stand corrected. There are 1,900 people per month that search for Dairy Barn.
Hey?
3,000 worldwide.
What about Dairy Farm? Like, how much higher is the search?
We're not talking about Dairy Farm. Oh, look, there's even a dairybarn.org. Let's see what they're doing. Dairy Barn Art Center. Youth arts program.
But listen, that is the only type of name that you can get for a couple hundred bucks. The ones where, like, you look at it and
they
do
wedding.
That's not really right. And then you do a little digging and it's like, oh, okay, there's some value here. Like, any name.
Yeah, no, but I haven't gotten to step two. I'm digging. I'm not telling you the value. I'm just telling you.
No.
Other people who utilize it in ways that also have no value.
My point is, if you see immediate value, you're not getting the name for like 100, 200 bucks. You're just not. Right. So, like, those are the type of names where you can buy them for a couple hundred bucks and they sell for like 4 or 5 grand.
But that's just the wrong mentality.
But that is the reality, though, right? That is the reality.
And that's the reality of why most people aren't making money. Because they got the wrong mentality. They do everything wrong.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the exact same metaphor as I'm not going to buy Bitcoin because the price is so high. I can't afford to buy a whole Bitcoin. So I'm going to go buy, you know, $100 of shitcoin because I can't. That'll get me, you know, 50 shitcoins instead of, you know, 0.01 Bitcoin. That's just the wrong mentality.
I do agree with you, but my point is that those names do sell at, like, let's say, like a 1% sell through rate. And there is a profitable model for people that don't have thousands of dollars to spend to like build up with that type of name.
Yeah, and I guess
what I'm saying is, just because something can be done doesn't mean it should be done.
No, but I think at the end of the day, look, this name has value at a certain price as on the buy side. And we say it all the time that you make money on the buy, not on the sell. So if you could acquire this name really cheap, you likely can then sell it for more than you paid for it. Right. I mean, I think there's enough. You're saying it yourself that you're seeing search volume. Right. I mean, the name's
It's a brand. Sydney Dairy Barn, Cheney's Dairy Barn, Sydney Dairy Barn, the Daily Barn Oswego. Right? Like, so these are like literally individual little farms, got the little dairy barn going on, whatever the hell that means. You know what I'm saying? Selling a little cheese. And so, or they're doing art center, right? But owning a generic dairybarn.com will do nothing for them. In fact, it would even almost be a downgrade to go from this is who we actually are versus, you know, now we're Dairy Barn, right? Like, so I don't know. You know, I'm not saying it doesn't have any value. We've talked about much worse domains on this show. But I think
there's like two big standout winners on the list, right? It's like IHA.com, which has just got inherent value. Although I don't, as far as three letters go, it's not like the best one in the world. But Rising Tide, and Rising Tide is like the most obvious one for sure. But the thing is with Rising Tide is that's going to go to Drew or
how much? What's it going to go for?
It's going to go for 20,000.
You think it's going to go that high? No way.
No way. Why? Because
my vote. What's 7 to 10 grand?
I promise you, it's not going for
retail value is 25 to 50.
I promise you, it's not going for 7 to 10. I promise. It's not.
Rising Tide. Does it have SEO value?
It's not worth more than 10 wholesale, for sure.
It is because it's going to go for more than 15. I guarantee it.
Well, that for whoever buys it, not going to make it.
I hear big words. I hear big words like guarantee coming up. All right. Let's how go. Much?
Time to put a wager on it.
Oh, we'll do closest to the pin. What's your price? And I'll do mine.
Okay.
Wait, should all of us
rising
do it?
Rising tide.
Should all of us do it?
Like, I mean, you know, rising how much money, tide. I mean, oh, how much JT money we put
wants
in.
Action.
We can all put $100 on it. Winner gets all the money.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
What do you think it's going to go for?
Rising tide.
Hold on. Put it on your phone. Whatever you think the final price is going to be on NameJet. What do we think final price is going to be?
Okay.
All right.
That's the right way to do it, JT.
Yeah, I love it. Let's go. Extended domain game. All right. Are you ready, Josh? You let us know. Put your money where your mouth is. I like it. Everyone gets a little skin in the game because why buy the cow when you can get the dairy milk barn for free? I don't know. Spilling the time waiting for Josh.
Yeah, right, well, I'm trying to get some margin here now.
Yeah. Here 3, 2, 1. Oh, there we go. All right.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, I got the right number.
You totally did, because I'm like so boxed in right now. All right, Drew's at 7,895. Amar's at 9,444. I'm at 12,500, and Josh is at 12,900.
Wow, Josh got it, man.
Mofo.
I think Josh is probably right, but whoever pays 15 or 20.
I disagree. This ain't going for no 20 grand. This ain't going anywhere.
And obviously, you can't bid it up. You know what I'm saying?
I actually think that even my bid is probably over the top. I think 7,800 is already over the top.
I just unfortunately got prices righted right out of this bitch because I'm going to pay. Maybe not. 11,000, and I think I'm still good. So we'll see. But anyway, we will track it and then we will post it. We'll talk about
guys,
it on an
upcoming show. Guys. This is going over 20. It's going over 20.
I love the name. Why? Personally, I should have been higher. I just expect
why do you Josh think so
to be in like the 18, and I'm gonna get everything from like 10,000 to 15,000. But I just love
so,
this name.
Josh, why are you so
there is so much commercial usage from a branding perspective, like too much for it to get any lower than like 15.
The other big brain thing too, I should have gone higher, is that the more we talk about it too is also going to increase the visibility on the auction and push.
Yeah,
I
want to stop talking about it because I'm the one who can
$500 domain. This is a $5,000 to $7,500 domain, and if you pay more than that, you are overpaying. You know, I mean, okay, maybe you're looking for a chip shot. You want to buy it for 15 and sell it for 25, but you know, that's not.
I just think there are tons of brand applications here across so many different things. This can be anything from finance to
I think y'all should buy
consumer
it.
To boating to, you know, like, I mean, we say it all the time. Rising tide lifts all boats. I mean, we say it on like every other show.
Oh, that's a lot of things I say. They don't make good domain names.
That's fair. I'm just angry that I didn't go higher than Josh now. I wish I threw 14 because, like, you know, I expected he was going to be too high. But I do like this name at 15K. I don't think that, you know, I think that it will.
There are,
maybe, I'm not saying I would necessarily like to buy it for 15K, but I'm saying I could easily see
this. JT, there are hundreds of businesses on LinkedIn, Crunchbase that are like Rising Tide Capital, Rising Tide Internet. Yeah. Rising Tide Digital, Rising Tide Sales, Rising Tide VC, Rising Tide, like literally hundreds.
Yeah, the VC financial piece, because
they're all waiting for that rising tide. They ain't got no money. You got to wait for the tide to come in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe they're waiting for the tide to bring
in. You know what I'm saying? Tide's out. The tide is
out.
But
it's such a cool, uplifting, you know,
it's a good brand.
I got an extra, $300 towards my budget for buying it now as well.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
That's right.
Exactly right. I'll send it to you via Venmo already. All right, cool. Well, Drew, what about you? I think you're the only one who hasn't talked specifically about any names. Josh, did you want to mention one you don't like?
Yeah.
Or you want to just kick it to Drew?
No, I'm good. I don't like, I don't like, you know, I don't actually really like charisma with the K, but it's another one that it's it's got, it does have value, but I just don't like it.
Right, well, you got a little charisma with the C. You don't need the K. You know what I'm saying? Amar, he needs the K.
It's K for Kuba.
There you go.
Those CDK names, they actually sell quite well, but I just don't like it.
So, all right, Drew, what about you? Because we got about nine minutes.
I really like doji.com. I wouldn't pronounce it, you know, I would say doji. Doji.
Doji. Okay.
You know, pass doji it over me. Here, yo. You know what I'm saying? Give me a little me. Pass it over here, yo. I like doji. Obviously, IHA, you know, it's, you know, ending in A, though, you know, you're probably more in the $50,000 to $100,000 end user on a three letter, usually with the A's, because it's like association, or, you know, it's not corporation or group or, you know, incorporated, right? So you have the C, the I,
a little
the G,
less commercial.
Those things usually go really, really well because it's a, you know, it's ending with commercial, global,
yep,
you know, group. The A probably limits your upside on the, you know, the end user sale. So, you know, but and the wholesale value isn't going to reflect that necessarily. So it's probably not a great buy, but it is a nice little three letter. But you know, especially starting with the I, it actually probably does have a ton of end users. I haven't looked, but like international whatever horse association, right? International homes association. You know, whatever. So I starting with the I, ending with the A, gives it a whole lot of potential use cases, but unfortunately they're probably limited in budget, and so I think it's, you know, 50 to 100 end user, which means tough on the buy. I like junkyard.org. We all, you know, there's a lot of junk. You know, it's just a good name. Junkyard.org is a great name.
Yep.
But you know, how much are you gonna sell it for? $5,000, $10,000.
I think that one could go higher, but yeah, it's definitely limited.
Maybe.
I think that's a 25K retail.
It could be, but you know, you're stretching.
So the 3.org domains, there's 3 one-word.orgs in here. There's junkyard.org, marvelous.org, and vessel.org. And everybody likes junkyard the best out of the bunch.
I think I like vessel probably.
Yeah, marvelous. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I. It's either vessel or junkyard. I probably.
Yeah, even vessel is like.
I'd go with junkyard over those.
Yeah.
I'd take vessel. By the way,
vessel.org. What are you gonna do with that? Like boat tracking?
Guys, there are so many brands called Vessel. So many
Vessel, dude. Beyond just like.
Yeah, and how many of them want to own .org?
One who couldn't get vessel.com.
What do you mean? They all want to own .com, but yeah, but .orgs are pretty good.
Okay, just
No, but that, you know what I'm saying? Like, not true. It's not a good backup.
.org is very specific, so I think it, yeah.
But the only commercial businesses,
dude.
The only commercial businesses, there are, of course, there's always going to be some exceptions, but the only commercial businesses that utilize .org are three things.
Yeah.
One, is crypto.
Yeah.
Two, in which Vessel, I'm not sure has much application, but potential.
It does.
And then two is
health.
SEO marketers, okay, in which there's no lead generation business for Vessel, right? So that's out. And then three is, you know, in knowledge business, right?
Yeah, you miss health. You miss health, which is a huge one.
What do you mean?
Health, like healthcare and health, like health applications, like they love .org.
Yeah, but the only commercial application of a .org domain name in that field would be in the lead gen SEO space. Same with insurance. You could say insurance, right? Same thing.
What do you mean? A health-related startup using .org?
It's not going to use a .org. No.
I've seen loads, for sure.
They
might, I mean, like a techie one might go for a .io or something, but like they can't all use .com. You know, this is the issue. There's a lot of them out there.
Sure. But here's the deal. Here's where your premise is wrong. In most cases, of course, there's exceptions where you're right. But that guy who can't get the .com, as you're saying, right? They can't all have the .com. Fine. but they're either going to pick another name or they're just a cheap bastard and they just, they're like, oh, well, I'm going to buy this domain for Regvee, right? They're not like, oh, yo, we can't get vessel.com. Let's pay 25, 50 grand for vessel.org. That scenario, it doesn't exist in reality. Like, it just doesn't. That's just not the thought process. There's I've had zero people that have ever had that thought process.
Well, ever. Their thought process is often, what, I can't get vessel.com. What are the alternatives that I can get? Because I want to use Vessel. So then you go down the line.
So they might go for a prefix.
Yeah, they go like
Vessel. Yeah, exactly. Suffix, prefix, suffix, dot co, maybe dot AI if it's something AI related, dot IO, maybe if it's tech. That's it. Dot net on a rare occasion, but dot org is not a dot com replacement except in very specific scenarios.
All right. I think
at least that's my experience.
I think health is one of those, but
yeah. How many .org domain names have you sold into the health space? I've sold a lot.
Not as many as you, but you just said you sold a lot. So that's my point.
I sold healthy.org.
I sold med.org. I literally have sold probably millions and millions of dollars of .orgs into the health space. 100% of those, 100% went to lead generation.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's fair.
None of them were a startup brand. Zero. There were zero of those names that became a startup brand.
Well, I think we'll see. Let's see what they go for in the NameJet auction to start, and then we'll see what ultimately happens with these names as it plays out. But I think that was why, when I saw a bunch of good one word dot orgs that were in the list this week are available on NameJet and the expired, that's why specifically for this reason of having this conversation. So it's good. So Junkyard versus Vessel, we're not loving Marvelous, a little long even though it's super positive.
That one,
listen, the American public couldn't even establish that Joe Biden was half dead for 4 years. You know what I'm saying? You think they can spell Marvelous?
Why are you? I mean, honestly, the stretch that you just had to make, the Matrix style backwards reach that you just had to do to try to pull the Biden thing back into that, was it even necessary? By the way, it just came out.
And that was a completely reasonable metaphor. The general public of America literally have allowed a half dead corpse to pretend that he was the leader of the free world for 4 years.
I think he got a lot worse in recent.
You think they can spell Marvelous? I don't know. I think that was a pretty.
But hey, the Secret Service, the director of the Secret Service just resigned as part of the fallout.
As well, she
should. I mean, he knew that was coming.
Josh has to roll. All right, let's close it up. Josh, thank you.
Thank you.
Josh, I'm sorry. You. I'm sorry that I couldn't stay to chat longer. I would like to catch up with you guys, but
it's all good, man. Wait, we got it. We'll be on in after this.
Cancel all the bids on all those bad.org domains you were going to get.
After the Rising Tide auction, we'll get everybody back on the show because then we'll have an opportunity. Somebody's going to have an opportunity to brag.
Would be fun to actually to live stream the auction, to have us while the auction's
going. While it's ending, that could be good.
When does it end?
I'm down for that.
Well, we'll look and find out. When does it end? Josh literally has to run right now, and it probably is going to save us all from being canceled. Josh, thank you for being on the show. Anyway, all good. We'll see here. Let's see the timing because we'll hang for a few minutes.
That one's for a while. It's not till July or August.
I have it on the
August.
On the list.
We might not even live till August.
August 12th.
August 12th. That's like a lifetime.
That's also assuming the name goes all the way to
August. They'll already have Joe Biden's dead body in the ground by then.
All right, you know what, man, it's you did say today was going to be, we're political Sherpa, so we are conspiracy Sherpa.
This wasn't even political. There was nothing political about it. This is like satire.
I know you're right. Well, we are talking about politics though, and that is
there's nothing political about this. We are literally taking satire of what is a sad state of affairs in what is meant to be the most powerful country on earth. We have, I could tell you, as somebody living outside of America, and like last night I was out on a sailboat with a whole bunch of friends, we're just talking, and I asked this dude, this one kid, what does this look like to you? And he's just like, scared to even say, and he's like, literally, this is a circus. What are you guys doing? This is an embarrassment. So as an American living abroad, I'm sorry. I feel highly entitled to criticize the absolute circus that is happening in America, that is creating distrust and just we are showing such weakness. It is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. I am embarrassed to say I'm American because of what is being displayed on a global stage by a bunch of incompetent, half-wit people that are running a government that is non-constitutional, and something needs to be done about it. It is disgusting. It is disgusting. This isn't a joke. This isn't a meme. It is literally people's lives at stake. We have military men and women on foreign soil fighting wars, defending what is meant to be American democracy under a false pretense, under a false government that is non-democratically selected. It's disgusting to me. The whole thing is disgusting. It's shameful. And people should be held accountable. As far as I'm concerned, there is the whole top of the food chain and the entire administration is treasonous and should be held accountable as such.
Okay. Boom. That's it. I like it, man. That's good rant. That was solid. Good energy.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
I agree on the it's embarrassing how we are the most powerful country in the world. And
well, we're not, though. We're not.
We should be.
I think some of this here this unfortunately stems from just the
a 20-year-old half freaking brain dead kid literally almost took out a former president and likely candidate to become the next president.
Right.
Like, and the reason is because some half freaking wit woman is supposedly running the Secret Service and is more worried about how many, you know, blacks, Indians, gays, women, whatever, are in the Secret Service instead of just saying, oh, why don't we just select the absolute best of the best from each of the elite branches of the military and law enforcement? And those are going to be the people that protect our America's most important people. I listened to that testimony, and she said there are 36 people that the Secret Service protect, or 34 or 36, I forget. There are 34 or 36 people who have a full-time commitment, protective service from the Secret Service. Okay, they have a $30 billion budget. Okay, that is $800 million plus per person being protected. I guarantee you that it doesn't cost $800 million per year to give a 100% guarantee that somebody will not die. No, if you watch that congressional hearing, it is embarrassing. It is disgusting. It is just like those answers have no place. Or it's like, okay, what I wish that somebody had asked is, I wish at the very beginning, without the stupid, belligerent, just statements, everybody saying the same shit over and over, it's like, can we just get on the same page? Are you aware, director, that your salary is paid by the American people? Are we on the same page that your job is a mandate from the American people? Are you aware that your sole purpose for your existence in this role is to fulfill the mandate of the American people, for the people, by the people, to protect the most important people running the country that is supposed to be the most powerful country in the world? Those are the questions that should have been answered, because my impression, not just from her, but from all of the other maggots and parasites in government, not in both sides. Is people, they no longer believe that their job is for the people, by the people. They think of the people as working for them, or that they are above the people. They, being the administrative state, no longer believes that they serve at the leisure of the people. They serve at the leisure of those politicians who are selected and elected by the people. And we have created a set of protocols and rules that protect these people. They can't be sued. They can't be fired. And that is, it's unacceptable. And what I hope, what I truly hope, is that the people have finally woken up out of their sugar-induced stupor, sugar and pharmaceutical-induced stupor, and they go, you know what? All these conspiracy theories, they were right. And this is corrupt. And these people are disgusting. And they need to go. They need to go. Every single one of them. God, they need to go. We need, like, it's like, can we just hit the reset button and start from scratch? Everybody's fired. Everybody. Top to bottom, you're gone. And if you want your job back, you need to reapply. And only qualified human beings of whatever race, gender, I don't care if you identify as a donkey. If you're the best person for God and you're a willing person to serve your country in whatever role it is that you are well-served to serve, sign up. Let's go. But it is appalling to me. There's not even an adjective strong enough to describe the feelings I have for the disdain that these people have for the American people. They have disdain. They do. It's disgusting. Your job, sitting in that room, answering questions, is to inform the American public how you fucked up. How is it that you allowed such a stupid thing to happen? But instead, she gets on the defense and she's like, it's like we're in a trial. And, you know, you're not a defendant here. You are a service person of the American government. And your sole responsibility is to be answerable to the people who we've elected to represent us. That's it. That's your job. And so if you do anything other than that, you should be fired.
That's good. So... Omar, how you doing, man? What's good? What you doing with the rest of your day? No, but look, man, I think that most reasonable people would agree with you. I think that when you look to see what had happened with the almost assassination of former President Trump, you know, such a breakdown on so many levels. And, you know, and then it turns into this partisan finger pointing nonsense. And, you know, and like you said, you're talking about
like any one of these things alone you could forgive. You know, I actually think that if we want to believe that we are who we say we are, America, this great country, the American dream, this powerful military, this phenomenal executive branch, this, you know, then we need to act like it. And we're not. We are allowing for failure. We're allowing for excuses and failure to be the norm. Our status quo is incompetence. And that is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say that we are the shiny house up on the hill.
Beacon on the hill.
Everybody wants to be like. I can tell you right now, as somebody living outside of America who travels all over the world, there are zero fucking countries. There are zero fucking countries in the world that go, I want to be like America. We have reached what I hope is the bottom. And I hope that all of these series of events, like I said, any one of them could potentially be excusable, but to just, it's like, and every single one of these events, the president is in hiding. What are you talking about? How is that okay? In what world is that okay? He should be immediately 25th Amendment. He's gone. Let's go. Come on. Gone.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, but let's see.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing.
Unfortunately, I agree.
You have this tribalism now, and everybody is so, and it is this overwhelming, you know, it's identity politics. We're not focused on the things that matter the most. And, you know, and it is now creating this whole fractured, terrible situation. And I agree with you. Government can't seem to do anything right. The incompetence and the, you know, just all the different pieces of all that. We're in a bad way. And to Omar's point, I do think it gets worse before it gets better. And right now it is beyond satire. So, but let's keep it moving because we're going to wrap this show up. So for those of the audience who have stuck around this long, guys, through all the stuff today.
And I apologize to our audience. Anybody who does not appreciate my comments, you can send me a message. I got a reply for your ass. But, the you know, look,
we will honestly refund your money that you paid for the show.
Yeah, we all have a responsibility to honestly just speak up, okay? And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I think everybody just needs to have a voice, okay? I think we've been silent for too long. The only people that have an opinion are the people at the extremes on the left and the right. And it's time for the bulk of America, the actual heart of America, to wake up and say, you know what? Enough is enough. This is unacceptable. And so I apologize, but I really avoid politics. I really don't like politics for all of the reasons that I've just gone off on. But now it's just gone too far. And I think everybody needs to have a voice and whatever your voice says, whatever it is you believe. But I think that the one thing that I think America can unite on is that this is not okay. This is not okay. The failure of the Secret Service is not okay. The pretending that Joe Biden is the president is not okay. All of it, the rhetoric on the left and the right, it's not okay. This divisiveness is not okay. The leader of the country should not be on either side, should not be degrading the other side in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, well, and everybody's, I think that's a really good point. Let's close this up. But that's the piece I would like to mention is that, you know, when you talk to people and you see people who have different political views, when they actually speak to each other about things that, you know, that truly matter, you know, and I see it like with, you know, youth sports and stuff, like, you know, when we talk as human beings to one another, especially, or talk as Americans to one another, there's so much more that we're have in common than that we don't. Right. It's just that people get so caught up in some of the tribalism, whether it's the competitiveness, the you versus me, this is my side, that's your side.
Yeah.
You know, sure, we can disagree about particular issues and people can be passionate about that because these are things that matter. But, you know, when we actually communicate on a human level, more people get along than not, right? And there is more that unites us than divides us. The problem is that politics and, you know, and then when you look at the news shows and the CNN and the Fox News, and I say this all the time, they're not reporting on news anymore. They're just trying to trigger a response. They want an emotional response from you so that you continue to watch, you continue to log in, you continue to click, like all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not even about the facts. It's about how they want you to feel about it. Right. And that kind of shit has turned this thing into a spectator sport, which is also really ridiculous. And you look at the function of government, what it's supposed to do, who it's supposed to be for, and that they've all lost the plot, you know, and it's this government bloat. I mean, I'm definitely lean a little bit more. I feel like I'm pretty central with my beliefs. I'm pretty libertarian with how I feel government should be involved in a lot of things, because most stuff that they do try to actually administer, they usually do a pretty bad job of it at a cost that's 10 times what, you know, can be really done for, or what it should actually cost. So, and obviously people get emotional because, to your point, Drew, when you look at how this has devolved over time, it's now we've gone from the strongest, most respected country in the world to a laughing stock across several levels, right? And I think that has been a Trump through Biden situation, right? And you know, you can disagree about a lot of things, but at the end of the day, like, you know, we should set an example, and we're not doing that. It's all fucked up, and it is almost beyond satire.
Totally.
So anyway, you know, hey, look, and it's not bad to talk about it. You have a platform. I mean, to say how you feel, it's your right, right? And now to the audience, thank you everybody for tuning in. You know, I know a lot of you folks we've met or communicated with offline. So, you know, on that same level.
We can get back, you know, look, if we can get things back on gear, it's good for domain name. You know what I mean? We need a functioning state in order to have a functioning economy and a functioning public that is spending their time and their resources on rebuilding a healthy economy, a healthy society, and not tearing it apart, because that doesn't lead to good outcomes. And so, you know, look, it all ties back to domains in one way or another.
Yep, 100%.
Like Biden. That's what it's all about.
And you know what we would say in that same vein? A rising tide lifts all boats, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, and we shall see what happens with that domain. And as we follow back up on it, looks like August 12th. So that's the end of the back order date. So
3 days after that.
Yeah. So Thursday might be, you know, that Thursday that week, or Wednesday, whenever the auction's closing. We'll have to figure out the timing. But anyway, all good. But hey, to everybody out there in the audience, listen, we got mad love for everybody. Appreciate you all tuning in. As I say in every show, without you, there is no us. You know, hey, let us know your feedback on things. You know, it's always great to get people's sort of, you know, view, interpretation, feelings, thoughts on all things, domains and otherwise. I know we've got a pretty international audience. I was going to say, you know, we've gotten to communicate with a lot of folks in person and, you know, offline. And so we, you know, and all of that kind of stuff, even when we all don't agree with even people who listen in on the show, we there is common ground where we do find things that we all do agree on and do matter to us all collectively. So appreciate all y'all again, but let us know you got some feedback. Hit us up. We're not hard to find. Drew, Amar, thank you so much for jumping on today. Amar, my dude, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you.
Good to see you.
Bringing you into this mix. And Josh, of course, although he had a little early.
Listen, big shout out, Amar. Thank you for getting up very early to join us. Seriously, I very much appreciate that. And I know our audience does too.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, thank no, it's all good stuff.
Good seeing everybody. Cool.
We're keeping it interesting in these crazy times. So, all right. Well, listen, thanks, everybody. And we're going to call it, and we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains.
Peace.
And politics.
Peace.